I'm still here, and I can't begin to tell you how that changes your outlook on life. My outlook on life and everything has completely changed. My family, friends, everything. My view on everything has completely changed.
Has it made you take more risks or try and do more things in your day?
I don't know. I think it's made me more appreciative of what I've got. I remember I'd turn up for a gig, and I'd stroll into a venue, I'd belt out a top B flat and say, okay, that's it, warm up complete, you know. And whereas now I'm hyper vigilant with, say, my voice and my health and everything. I look after myself, I eat well, and more so my voice as well. I take a great deal of care with my voice.
You've got to look after the voice.
Absolutely, yeah, because it doesn't look after itself, and it's not like a guitar that you can, you know, give it a quick polish, change the strings and pop it in the box. It's with me, you know, 24/7, so I have to respect that. And maybe back then I wasn't. So I have learned from, I guess, what I've gone through, but I've learned a lot of lessons.
How long have you had the all clear now?
Well, it's not really the all clear. It's more a, a case of remission, I think, more than all clear. They because of the nature of where the tumour was, it was right at the front of my skull, and it was wrapped itself around my pituitary gland, which is the gland that's responsible for secreting all the hormones around your body.
You've learned a lot about the brain over the years now, haven't you?
I have, yes. I'm an expert.
Yeah, yeah.
I can bore you for hours.
Well, let's talk about your album then.
Yes.
La Voce, The Voice. It's beautiful. I've been listening to it.
Thank you.
It's incredible. What happens next with your voice and with this album, and where is it taking you?
Well, at the moment, the album is... The dream date for me was, I mean, when I was lying on the hospital bed thinking I wasn't going to see another day, the last thing I was thinking about was my career. But as I began to get my health back and I began to get my strength back, I had my 25 treatments of radiotherapy, which basically put me back to square one with regards to my health. I had no fitness whatsoever. I could barely get up a flight of steps, and I was completely out of breath. So it was a complete reconstruction of not just my voice, but also my physicality, my health. Everything had to be completely reconstructed. The steroids that I'd been taking to keep the swelling down after I'd had the operation had made my face bloat up like a balloon, and all my joints were swollen because of the steroids. And I wasn't in a good place, so I had to rebuild and get myself back to square one, basically, where I was just... plain and simply fit enough to walk up a flight of stairs and fit enough to just sing my way through a song. So when I made this record, going back to your question, when I made this record, the importance of making sure that it was right, and the importance of making sure that every ounce and every grain of energy that I had in my heart and my soul and my head went into making this piece of music, and then the job of getting back on the road again, because it's been now for me, internationally, it's been like 5 or 6 years since I've been on the road.
Well, we're so pleased to see you looking so well.
Thank you very much.
That's great.
Not bad for this time of the day, anyway.
That's right.
I don't know what time it's going to go out, but it sure feels... I thought there was only 8:30 in the day.
It turns out there's a couple of them.
I know there is.
I've been finding out this week as well. Normally it's that lady who's on the mornings. Yeah. I'm doing the afternoon shift, so I can fully appreciate where you're coming from. Russell Watson, thanks so much for coming in, and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.